Good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know, I am Peter Cross. I'm the youth and families worker here at Colts Parish Church. A few intimations for you. There are a few in the order of service. Go ahead and have a look there and see. But special ones to mention. First of all, the church magazines, the first batch that go out to the whole parish will be ready Wednesday at lunchtime. Hopefully, and they'll be in the Kirk Center. This will be around just for Colts, I believe, and they'll continue to be printed for further afield. But if you'd like to help out in distributing them, we do need help. So go along, grab a packet. You don't need to speak with anyone, but pick a street, go down the street, through the letterbox, and get it done. We need as many people as we can. There's several thousand copies of those. So all the legs that we can get to help distribute those would be appreciated. Also, I'd like to thank the congregation on behalf of Archway for the successful strawberry tea yesterday. It was not just well supported financially, but well supported with attendance and with love by people here in the church family. Everyone went along and had a great time, and lots of money was raised for Archway, but mostly they wanted to thank you for your support in coming along. Two other things to mention quickly. Three, perhaps. A lot of intimations this morning. Bear with us. First, coming in September, in a few weeks' time, is the Great Colts Cake-Off. This is the third one we're doing, third year in a row, and this one we're doing it with more of a primary age focus. Before, we've done it with primary and secondary. This we're doing with primary age especially. And we're still looking for a few kids to sign up with a partner, who an adult partner to partake. So if you know anyone, if you have kids or grandkids who would like to partake, please let Karen Fawcett or Carol Sinclair know. And if their number isn't in here, you can ask me for it or look for the posters. The cake-off posters have their information as well. But that's coming on the 9th of September, and it functions like a coffee morning. So if you're not gonna compete, come along and support us. The money is going to, I believe it's the Aberdeen Street Pastors, at least it has been in the past, but the money will be going to a very good cause. Second to last, our penultimate intimation is last spring and into summer term, we did what we called an Acts group, because we're not very creative, so we just called it the Acts group. We studied the book of Acts. A few of us met together in the Kirk Center on a Thursday evening, and it wasn't a strict Bible study. It wasn't a lecture series. It was mostly discussion with some information and background thrown in, and it was a lot of fun. And we're doing a similar type of thing again, but we're going to be looking at the book of Revelation. So starting on the 14th of September, that's a Thursday evening, at 7:30 in the Kirk Center, we're starting back up, and we're going to look at the book of Revelation for about 10 weeks. And again, it's not a strict Bible study. It's not a strict lecture series. It's not going to be dry. It's going to be exciting and dynamic and lots of discussion and plenty of room for all of us to put our ideas together. So if you'd like to come along, please do. Or if you know someone who'd like to come along, especially someone who might be interested in the book of Revelation but might not necessarily come to church quite a lot, this is the perfect thing for them. And the last thing is Messy Church is going to be beginning again soon. The first Thursday in September, which is the 7th, Messy Church will be back on. And we're always in need of people to come along and be part of our Messy Church team. Sometimes that means sitting at a table with a craft and helping kids through it. Sometimes it means helping out in the kitchen. But we always need more people to come along. And it's not just helping and being a volunteer. It's being a part of our messy church, as it is, in a sense, a church. And it's a lot of fun. It's not grueling work. And we would like people to come and be a part of our team. So if you'd like to be a part, let myself or Debbie know if you'd like to help us out. The other thing we need help for is the Deeside Food Festival for Messy Church is going to have a table. And that is Sunday on the 17th of September. So many dates. I don't see anyone writing these down. This will be announced closer to the time, but there's the Deeside Food Festival, which is a massive, massive thing for the community, and it takes place at Colts Academy. And it's a great way for us to meet people from the local community, and it will be thousands of people will be going through eating loads of food, and Messy Church will have a stall with ourselves and the Messy Church from St. Devnick's. We're teaming up just to get the word out about Messy Church. So I'll be up there for most of the day. It runs from 11 to 4, so you might have to miss the service on that Sunday. But it's a great way to just get some face-to-face time with the community. And we're going to need people to stand at the table and help kids poke fruit with pieces of wood and paint things and all of that sort of fun nonsense. And it's going to be a great outreach for us. So keep that in mind. Closer to the time, we'll be asking again for people to help us out and spend maybe an hour standing with the table. Whew. We all survived. Lots of intimations. We come to worship this morning, and we join in song. We sing our hymns, and songs have the power to comfort, to encourage, to inspire, and to celebrate. We sing today for all different reasons, but we all bring our own lives here to worship and to sing hymns together. Music has so much power, so we begin with our first song of power. We begin with joy. The hymn is in your service sheet printed. Sing to God with joy and gladness. Sing to God with joy. Music is in us. That is the theme of our service this morning. And I think that's very true, and I want to test that. So I'm going to ask, what are some songs from your childhood that you remember? Call some out. Maybe that were sung to you as a kid. Jesus Loves Me. Yeah? Okay. Yeah? Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, indeed.
Bearsy
Doats and Dozy Doats. Yes, what was that? Abide With Me. Yes. There are lots of songs from childhood that I remember, whether they're the themes to silly TV shows. I remember the song for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which I know is not quite as popular over here as it was in America. Or I remember, the theme song to, there was a TV show, a kids' TV show called Lamb Chopped. Does that make its way over here? Yeah, the song for that must have annoyed millions of adults all over the world. But as a kid, I loved it. It goes, "This is the song that doesn't end. It goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, but we'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end." And it loops like that, as long as you can tell. And I remember that song from very early childhood. There was a TV show, a cartoon called Gummy Bears. And this was all about these bears that made what they called gummy berry juice. And the theme song for Gummy Bears still is in my head. And there are lots of different fun songs I remember singing. There are CDs in the car. As kids, this was odd, but we listened to The Beach Boys a lot. That was very popular with my brother and sister and I. We knew all the words to all, well, we misheard a lot of the words to a lot of the Beach Boys songs, but we sang them with gusto. But there are a couple other songs that are maybe a bit more emotional that I remember. Two songs in particular. One is Christopher Robin is saying his prayers. Do we know that? My mother used to sing that to me before bed. And when we would pray together, she would come and either we would pray together, she would pray over me, and she would sing that to me. And that song still will bring me to tears without fail. The other song is The Old Rugged Cross, which is, I think, more of an American hymn as well. And my grandmother used to sing that to us. We would spend the night at my grandmother's house, and we'd get all into bed in different ways. Sometimes it was the air mattress in the living room, which we loved. I know it doesn't sound glamorous, but that was fun. There were two other beds. One was a fold-out couch, which was my brother's bed, and one was a real bed that was where my sister slept. And one by one, she would come to each of us, and she would rub our back a bit with her hands and just sort of talk to us and pray with us and sing. And no matter what song she started singing, it would always end up becoming The Old Rugged Cross. And she was not blessed with the most beautiful of voices. But still hearing her sing with love, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Those words still stick with me from very, very young, because music is so in us. So this morning, I wanted today to be an exploration of music. So it's actually in sort of five movements. We begin with joy. What a great place to begin with music, with joy. We'll move to our next hymn, which is a hymn of warmth, of comfort. Then we move to sadness. And sadness is very much fitting with music. And we'll sing a hymn you'll see on your service sheet, Abide With Me, which I'm sure many of you will recognize, perhaps from a funeral. Then we move to Song of Protest, which, how great is music for protesting the evils of this world. And we end with celebration, another great theme. Those are our five movements of music today. So think back as we sing to your own songs, the songs of your life, the songs you sing when you're happiest, the songs you sing at your saddest, the songs that bring you to tears, and the songs that get you ready to take on the world. Because music is God's gift to us. Music is what makes us who we are. So let us sing our hymn of warmth And this is another, perhaps new to some of us, I'm not remembering if we've sang it in this church before, but let's give it a try and really meditate on the words of this hymn, because I think it's very powerful for our world today. We're singing hymn 195, "Here to the House of God We Come," hymn 195. Our next movement is from a hymn of warmth into a psalm of lament.
So our reading today is taken from the Old Testament, Psalm number 6. It's from Psalms of David. It's actually a plea for help, I believe. You can find that on page 595 in the Old Testament in your pew Bibles. A prayer for help in time of trouble. Lord, don't be angry and rebuke me. Don't punish me in your anger. I am worn out, O Lord, have pity on me. Give me strength. I am completely exhausted and my whole being is deeply troubled. How long, O Lord, will you wait to help me? Come and save me, Lord. In your mercy, rescue me from death. In the world of the dead, you are not remembered. No one can praise you there. I am worn out with grief. Every night my bed is damp from my weeping. My pillow is soaked with tears. I can hardly see. My eyes are so swollen from the weeping caused by my enemies. Keep away from me, you evil people. The Lord hears my weeping. He listens to my cry for help and he will answer my prayer. My enemies will know the bitter shame of defeat. In sudden confusion, they will be driven away. Amen.
Music covers a range of emotions. Music and poetry and prayers are all bound up together, so let us pray together. God, we thank you for music. In the times where we are at our most frail, we listen. When we are at our most joyful, we sing. When we are at our most angry, we compose. Music is when we are at our most human, and we thank you for that. Give us words in hard times. Remind us when times call for silence. Words themselves have power, but music is a gift from you, God. I pray that the words of these hymns remind us of memories long past. I pray that they give us new ideas, spur us to new heights. I pray that the words of these hymns encourage us and strengthen us. And most of all, I pray that they glorify you, God. And it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen. We move now to our hymn, Abide With Me, hymn 580. And as I said, this might be a emotionally charged hymn for some of us. And if it is, and if you don't feel like singing, just reflect on the words and reflect on the memories it brings up. Don't be afraid of the memories, but let them wash over us and let the music enter our soul. Hymn 580, Abide With Me.
Thank you.
music is in us as people. Thinking about this made me reflect on seeing little children, and when they're first able to stand, you play music and they dance, if you can call it dancing. They move and they enjoy the music and they light up. You see it from the very beginning that music is what gives joy to children in so many ways. They also say that music, classical music, played to children will help make them more intelligent and aspiring. I don't know if this is true, but you hear stories of even women who are pregnant playing music to children in the womb and speaking to them, because music still is in us from the very beginning. Music is as human as anything. I was researching music and how old it was, and I found, from what they can tell, it looks like a rudimentary flute. And to me, it does as well, though I'm not an archaeologist. And it's made of the femur of a bear, of all things. And it's hollowed out, and it's got holes on it. It's just a fragment of one, but you can clearly see it's hollowed with holes on top. And it is from, if I'm remembering correctly, 30,000 BC. It is from the Neanderthal days. It's as old as we get with music. Even from way back in human history, we are making music. It is so much a part of our experience. Music and art and poetry, all of these things, these creative things, are from God. They are spiritual arts, and they are in us. Music also gives us words to communicate things that we couldn't communicate normally. Music is our communication. There are songs that give word and give expression to feelings and thoughts that seem inexpressible. There are songs that I can sing or that I can send to my wife that tell of love and tell of beauty and things that I could never say or express, but music and lyrics can capture those things. There's music and there are hymns that capture our sadness, that capture our depression, our hard times, more than we ever could just by speaking. That's why sometimes you're driving and a song comes on and you sing at the top of your lungs. This song, it's expressing some deep emotion that maybe we haven't felt or known how to express, but music gives us the communication. Music gives us those words. Music lets us express joy in ways that we can't with just words. Sometimes you can't talk about how joyful you are, but sometimes you just feel like humming and singing and dancing around because music brings that out in us. The last thing that music does that I think is so important for the church, music teaches us theology. Let's not be afraid, but all of you are theologians, because all of you sing hymns, and you think about the words, and think about how much of what you believe about God and about the church and about Jesus comes down to the hymns that you sang either growing up or when you first came to faith. Hymns really penetrate us, and they soak in, and we soak in their language, and we soak in their imagery, and they teach us theology, and so much of what we believe we really learn from hymns. We don't learn as much from the minister or from the Bible reading. We do get some of it from those things, definitely. But so much of really what we think deep down is from the hymns that we sing, the hymns that move us, the hymns that shape us. When Katie, my wife, and I were planning our service for our wedding, we wanted a hand in it because we both dabble in church things. And so we thought, we can do this. We're going to plan part of our service. We'll do it together with you, but we want to pick our hymns especially. I know most of us picked our hymns for our weddings, but this was a monumental task for us because we had so many ideas. And to pick the hymns took longer than anything else. I think we spent most of our time planning our wedding, planning our service, planning the readings, planning the hymns, because it was so important to us to get that right, to get the words of that right. And when I cried at my wedding, it was in the words of the hymns that brought tears to me, just the power and the emotions and all of that, because it was so rich and deeply us. When I asked you what songs we sang, "Jesus Loves Me" came up. How much of our theology comes from learning that song as a child? How much of what we think about the sacrifice of Jesus comes from the hymns we sing? From the song maybe most of us know, "In Christ Alone Our Hope Is Found." That song teaches theology. I pick these hymns, and when ministers come, we pick hymns not just because they're beautiful, but often we want to say something with the hymns. Last Sunday, I picked a hymn, "The God of Abraham Praise," because we were talking about Abraham, and I searched to see if there was a hymn that had the name Abraham in it, honestly. And I read this hymn, and I thought, this is fantastic. It not just has a word association, but it is deep and rich, and it's talking about praising the same God that Abraham praised from thousands of years ago. And I got myself into the idea of this hymn because of its rich language. And when we plan services as ministers, we don't just plan the words that we speak out loud, but the words that we all sing together as a community, because those things are so important. What I want you to take away from this is to think about the hymns that we sing, whether it's in this setting or whether it's at a service such as the Deeside Care Home, or whether it's the songs you sing in your car, or whether it's the songs that you hear your grandchildren sing. Hymns and songs teach us about the world, and our lives are shaped by what we listen to and what we sing back. So think about the hymns we sing. They're not just for decoration. They are teaching us. Because music is a prayer we say together. Music elevates our simple words, but most of all, music is a gift from God, and it brings us closer to God. So glory be to God above, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wanted to reflect on this, not as part of the sermon, but as a reflection moving into our next movement in our symphony this morning, and to talk a bit about protest and protest music. So I want to reflect on this song. This is a song called "Lift Every Voice and Sing." And it was written in 1899 and set to music in 1900 or 1901. And I'll read it out because I can't sing very well, but it's music, trust me. "Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed. We have come over a way with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past till now we stand at last where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by night led us into the light. Keep us forever in the path, we pray, lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadowed beneath thy hands, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land." That song was written by a man who went on to be most famous for leading the NAACP in the United States. And that song is called the Black American National Anthem. And it is sung as one of the many protest songs. Perhaps We Shall Overcome is more famous. But that song is sung in protest and sung to encourage and sung to give voice to emotions and feelings that are deep inside a community. And I think it's powerful to see and to read that while I read it, it can be so universal, yet it's also so specific to one community. Music as protest is important. And I wanted to reflect outside of the talk a bit on that and about how protest is important, especially in a world such as today where we seem inundated by bad news. News of it seems every day someone is driving a vehicle into a crowd of people and there's decisions being made by those who govern that give us weary fear. Music gives us protest, and I hope that we can recapture that imagination of protest music. We'll sing this song of protest and imagine our Lord protesting with us. Hymn 360, Jesus Christ is waiting. Hymn 360. God, we pray for Barcelona and the people hurt by the attack, and for the friends and families of those killed. We pray for the least of our society. We pray that eyes will be open to their plight and to the solution to this world's problems. Give us strength, O Lord, to fight for good and to spread love in this world. Give us the power to bring joy through music, to comfort through music, to encourage and to strengthen and to inspire. Let us remember that music is a gift from you, and whether it's a hymn in a church or a song on the radio, you are in music, and you can teach us things, and you can show us your love. You can communicate to us, and we can communicate better to you and to our fellow human beings. Let us love fiercely and fight bitterly for the good in our world. And we pray all these things in the name of your Son, who danced and raged and healed and loved in streets. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, again with memories perhaps tied to Easter with this hymn. This is our hymn of celebration and the last movement in our symphony this morning. Hymn 419, Thine Be the Glory, hymn 419. Let us go from this place whistling a happy tune as we bring the peace of Christ into the world, joined by the Holy Spirit. Amen.